This is a Collider.com audio interview.
You end up seeing any of that indie interview online?
No, I didn't see nothing, man. It's all you guys.
How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Okay. Dude, you're the man.
Hey, man, how are you?
All right.
I don't think you could be in enough movies this year, Shia.
What do you want me to do about it?
All right, so your first reaction of seeing the finished product, seeing this film.
Yeah. It's badass. It's a pretty badass movie. I think. I've never seen action like it, ever. So just the action standpoint is pretty nuts. The actors are all really fun to watch. It's a good group, you know. The crowd is really mixed as far as the actors go. You go from Totoro to Anthony Anderson. It's like, whew, whole spectrum of different type of styles. And the storyline's fun. I mean, it's like, you know, we're creating the mythology. Dangerous, motherfucker.
Are you guys happy to finally be able to talk about it?
What?
With all the people asking, like, how's the movie? Tell me about it. You can finally now just talk about what you think and
yeah,
talk about specific scenes.
Well, they released the comic book, which reveals the ending also in the comic book, so we can say anything we want now. It's all out there.
Shoot. Go. Go.
You didn't really ask me something specific.
Well, I have to say you're a really lucky man because you work with a beautiful woman in Disturbia, and for Christ's sake, man, take it. I don't know if I wanted to see Optimus Prime or wow.
Yeah, a lot of people.
So what was it like jumping into? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Now it gets all awkward. Isn't that fun? No, it was. It's a real pleasure to show up and. Yeah, I mean,
we spent an entire day shooting a kiss that didn't even make it into the movie, which makes me think that he set that shit up with Michael Bay.
He did.
Did you guys play Transformers as a kid?
I did.
What was it like out of all your toys, like, was that a toy you played with a lot? What was it like to jump into that role and actually be in that world?
It's nuts. Like, you were playing with the triple changer, you know? And it's weird. It's strange. Plus, it's such a different. Tonally, it's the same because there's humor, but. You're not going to match. I mean, our Bumblebee and that Bumblebee is two different Bumblebees. You know, nostalgia factor will put you back there, but it's not the same Bumblebee. So it's fun to see this new fruition of this whole new thing. It's a new thing. It's very new.
Was that a thrill when you were getting the car where the beetle was next to it and the door hit it?
Yeah.
That was the whole
Yeah.
Sean, you know, when we were talking to you a couple of months ago and you were describing working with Michael Bay, you said, you know, you don't want a guy who talks about your motivation. You want a guy to set your hair on fire and all that. Said a lot of that. However, we just talked to John Voight, and both him and Turturro said that you were responsible for the emotional through line of this movie. And now, having seen the movie, yes, you are your character. I mean, we got to be in your headspace and follow you through all of this, and we're attached to you. So, you know, a lot of acting, and not just action acting, came through in this. So, can you talk a little bit about balancing?
He just allowed freedom. They allowed freedom, and we had a good script. Orson and Kurtzman wrote a good script, and it was just, you know, you work on this stuff. It's a normal movie. We're just making a movie. Michael Bay is not that far off of, you know, he's got a lot of DJ qualities to him, too. I mean, he knows how to make a movie. He knows how to work with actors. I just don't understand. Like, I walked into the movie, and he was like fucking the devil, you know? And I didn't meet that guy. It's pretty simple.
How physical challenging was this?
we're
talking about
it. Yeah. Physically challenging. It was pretty just physically challenging.
Is this the most physically challenging?
No, indie is. Yeah. This was pretty physically challenging. I mean, just because, you know, the difference is, like, it's a lot of evading. You know, it's like tactical. You're just running all the time. It's a lot of running. Well, you're not going to have a fist fight with a robot. So it's just a lot of running. She slipped a disc doing this one thing where we had spins. We had this robot spinning us, and she slipped a disc in her back. So that was lame. I got a scar. Not crazy, but nobody got hurt bad.
Are you guys? You know, this almost has like a Star Wars feel to it. You know, that it's so huge and fresh and whatnot. Are you guys prepared? You know, for 2 and 3.
I mean, I know that I'm signed on, and most of the people in the cast are signed on, if they make one. You know, if it's financially... You know, Constantine said they were going to make sequels, and they're not doing that. Because
Lorenzo said that he is.
Yeah, sure he is. If the movie makes money, they'll make another one. It's like, it's show business.
Like, can we take a raise of hands? Who doesn't think there's going to be a sequel?
Constantine?
No, Transformers is going to be a monster.
Yeah, that last scene was a total setup.
I mean, with Starscream flying off?
Yeah, exactly. Right now.
So I'll throw it out there, and I know you're not going to talk about the story, but can you talk about training for Indy?
No. I can, especially not in this room.
no motorcycle injuries yet?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I fucking hate you guys, man. You don't know how much trouble I get in. I get in so much trouble, dude. I go back to work and they're like, so you never believe what we read. Really? Sorry.
Ty, you've talked before about how you stay out of the whole Hollywood scene, but now that you're in so many movies and you're becoming more and more popular, do you find that you're more tempted or temptations are being thrown your way more?
Well, there's different shades of Hollywood, sure. I mean, if I'm working in this business, but I'm not Hollywood. Hollywood is a whole different thing. I mean, if we're talking about the Hollywood, like the party thing, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's just not interesting to me. That just seems like kind of square. Nobody really has fun at those clubs anyways. If I want to party, I'll party at my house. You know, I can probably get away with more and probably meet nicer people. So there's just no point in doing it publicly. No.
How about you, Megan?
Yeah, no, I avoid that completely. It just doesn't appeal to me at all. I see what it does to people. I don't like going to clubs like that because I'm not looking to hook up with somebody. So why am I going to go and like dance around on tables if that's not what I'm looking for, that kind of attention?
Any thoughts on your old co-star in Rehab? Any well wishes for her?
So many well wishes. Just all well wishes.
You can't ask Shy about his next project, but can you talk about what you're working on?
No, I can't. You can. You can talk about it. Well, she can't either, can you? You can't talk about it either. Your thing?
Not really.
Well, thank you.
Well, let me ask you this here. Since I don't know anything about it, what is the Indy project? What are we talking about?
Indiana Jones.
Oh.
It's a car racing movie.
Yeah.
Tell him.
I'm doing a movie with Simon Pegg and Kirsten Dunst. It's based on the book. You guys probably know of it. How to Lose Friends and Alienate People. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm doing that in London, yeah.
Have you already started filming that?
No, I'm leaving tomorrow night and I'm flying out to London to start. It's my first day. It's on Monday.
All right, what can you tell us about your character?
Yeah, she's sort of a distraction for Simon's character, and I end up sort of torturing him and messing up his life a little bit. But she's this young Hollywood starlet who is just sort of coming into her first bit of fame.
This is
very parallel.
Well, sorry, did you get the indie role based on Transformers? Or?
I think it's Transformers and Disturbia, and Steven just watching all the dailies for, 9 months. It was just a 9-month audition, I imagine.
What were your guys' first thoughts when you got the script, both of you? Just what was it after you read, sitting down reading the, and then thinking about your role in this?
I never got the script. The script was on lock. Did you get it?
Yeah.
You got it? It was in, I had to go to Michael's office and sit in this room that was all like glass walls, and I had a certain amount of time to read the script, and then I left, but that was after, I had booked it right before we started filming, so there wasn't a whole lot of time to...
What does that mean? You didn't audition?
Oh, no, I auditioned, but there was no script to read while you were auditioning because they didn't want it to leak onto the internet, so we had sides, and that was it.
When you were looking at the script, were you sort of like Michael Bay, big summer movie, yeah, I'm in, or were you actually...
Yeah, no, there was no considering, like, if I wanted to do it or not. It was just if I could obtain it.
Why Marilyn on your arm, and is it permanent?
It's definitely permanent. What a douchebag I would be if I had like a head attack.
Okay. Well.
No, it's a real tattoo, and I've just had an incredible amount of empathy for her my whole life. I cry when I see her on camera, when I hear her voice, and I just
Why?
It was I'm you know I have theories about it now, but it's
You're
happened.
A baby. I know
a lot about her, but I empathized with her before I knew any of those things. So that's why I was driven to actually ink it on my arm. It was between her and Kurt Cobain, and I went with her.
How many tattoos do you have total?
8.
Really?
Yes.
How about you, Shy?
3.
You ever get Shy?
Can you talk without revealing?
No, I can't.
Your first meeting with Harrison, your first reading with Harrison?
Yeah, yeah, he's a man. He's a man. It's okay, very tricky, dude.
I'll follow up on that. How does Harrison, does he look like he's, oh my God, getting ready for this? Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, Harrison's ready to go. He's jacked. He's ready to go. He's in shape. I've never seen a man that age that in that type of shape.
When do you start shooting?
Very soon. I'm getting good at this, dude.
A week?
No, I'll do that.
Soon.
Oh, here's a better question. Are you doing Spielberg's next movie after this, by any chance?
He's got a bunch of next movies.
The one about the president?
No.
Young Abe Lincoln?
No.
Have you had your birthday yet? I know.
Yeah. And 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. I knew you were kind of dreaming of going to Scotland or something, I guess.
Yeah. I think I might have just said it just to sound cool. I don't think I was ever really planning to go to Scotland.
Well, how did you celebrate?
I went to like a cigar lounge in Beverly Hills and just smoked cigars and drank some scotch.
All right.
Yeah.
Is this cool. 21?
21.
Yeah. And you just turned 21, too.
Yeah, in May. May 16th.
This year.
Yeah.
And how did you celebrate?
I was working. I was at a Maxim party in New York. It was great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shai, with all these movies that you're doing, did you have time to date anyone?
Sure.
Are you seeing anyone?
I'm just dating, messing around, 21 years old, doing the 21-year-old thing.
Have you dated her?
Have I dated
her?
On camera, yeah, sure. Yeah. She's engaged.
Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, Sean.
Have you guys set a date yet?
No.
Can you guys talk about the experience of working for Michael Bay and also are you guys looking forward to working for him again, assuming that it makes the money?
I'll be in any movie he makes ever. He makes gigantic blockbuster films that shitloads of people go to see, and to turn that down, I think I personally would be crazy. You're in more of a precarious position than I am.
Shia, can you say you've been around Spielberg, you know, for the last couple of films, but the fact that you're going to be taking direction from him mm-hmm. in the next week or so,
mm-hmm.
can you talk a little bit of how you've been preparing yourself for that, maybe?
It's a whole different thing. Yeah, and it's a lot of pressure. You know, you feel the pressure. You know, because there's parties that's like, oh, this is great. I should trust him completely. It's Steven Spielberg, you know, modern-day Ilya Kazan. He knows what he's doing. Relax. But then there's the other party that goes, okay, now you got to earn this. There's got to be a reason. You know, because I still don't feel like it makes any sense for me to be in the movie.
Do you feel you have to up your game?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I could just see the first day, like, Steven behind the camera and, you know, Lucas behind the monitor and Harrison over there and Kate over there and, like, action. What the fuck are you about? That's scary to me.
All right, guys, we got a break.
So do we ever see you with Fedora and a whip? Or?
No.